It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
A good old gospel song, like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and sing me a good old gospel song, singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
Welcome back to another episode of a good old gospel song radio broadcast. For the next 30 minutes, we're going to listen to choir music. As far back as Bible times, there were singers and choirs. When one of the battles in the Old Testament wasn't going well, they called for the singers to come forth and praise the beauty of holiness. Choir singing is almost in every church around the world. Let's start out with a church choir singing an old hymn of the faith. Here's a song, see if you remember this one. All that thrills my soul is Jesus.
And tender, pure and free.
There are many different types of choirs and types of choir songs. Here's a choir arrangement of a medley that includes Power in the Blood, Are You Washed in the Blood, and Nothing But the Blood. Sometimes a choir number will have a solo part or parts in it. It'll be arranged in a grandiose style and will have all kinds of building in it. And it will end with a big climax of a song at the last verse. Here is the great hymn of the faith done just like that. The song is entitled, Great is Thy Faithfulness. not just left to the senior choir. Let's turn to some younger choirs. Let's listen to two songs back-to-back by some youth choirs. Young people's voices together can produce some great music and great sound, and young people have a good time singing about our Lord in our churches. So let's turn our attention down a little younger.
Curled up in their prison cell, they shivered in the cold. Tortured for the cause of Christ, yet peace was in their souls. For weeks they were in shackles, they cuffed their hands and feet. The horror of a Roman jail for preaching in the streets. Then suddenly the soldiers came and grabbed one of the brothers. And though he knew that death was waiting out that door, yet he called out to the others, "We have won.
We have won.
It seems they might succeed as we face their vengeful source. But like those Christian brothers who have offered up their lives, may we boldly pledge to fight on as we press toward the prize. Though Satan hurls with all his might his massive fury against us, he cannot prevail. He is doomed to fail before the power of Jesus.
Yeah.
about a children's choir. Children's voices are so beautiful, and when put together, they can sound just like this.
When the 12 disciples were sailing in the night, Jesus walked on water and gave them quite a fright. Peter shouted out, "Lord, let me walk to you." Then the Lord said, "Come, you can walk on water too."
Walking on the water, stepping out by faith upon the sea, listening to my Savior. When above the storm he calls to me, trusting in his power. When the waves are crashing all around, walking on the
to go down. Jesus took his hand so that Peter would not drown. Peter, silly Peter, what has made you doubt? Keep your eyes on Jesus and he will bring you out.
Walking on the water,
walking on the water,
stepping by faith upon the sea, listening to my Savior,
listening to
now time for our story behind the song. In the late 1960s, while expecting their third child, Bill and Gloria Gaither were going through a rather traumatic time in their lives. Bill Gaither was recovering his strength from a bout with mononucleosis, and Gloria was experiencing a time of torment, including fear of the future and of bringing children into such a crazy, mixed-up world. As Gloria sat alone in the darkened living room, tormented, fearful, and thoughtful, the Lord knew her need and suddenly sent to her a calm and peaceful rest. The panic left and was replaced by a peace that surpasses all understanding. An assurance that the future would be fine left in God's hands. As the Gaithers remembered that his strength and power were at their disposal, the power of the resurrection of Christ seemed to affirm itself in their lives once again. Glory remembers the realization that it was life conquering death. In her book, she relates this story. One day in the late fall, we had some men come to pave the parking lot behind our office. Though they brought load after load of coarse rocks, pea gravel, and sand, then they brought huge heavy rollers and smashed all of that down. Again and again they rolled it. Finally came the steaming truckloads of molten asphalt to be poured atop the gravel. Then rolled again and again until it was smooth and hard and permanent. Very early the next spring, Bill's dad came into the office one morning, stood around on the first one foot, then the other, grinning as he does when there's something special on his mind. Finally, he said to us, "Come out here." So we followed him out the back door onto the shining new pavement. Right in the middle of it, he stopped and pointed. "Look there." Up through the sand, through the gravel, through the rocks, up from the darkness, through the thick layer of asphalt, had pushed a green shoot. It wasn't tough. It wasn't sharp. It wasn't strong. Any child could have plucked it up with nearly no effort at all, but it was alive. And there it stood, bright and green in the sunlight, boasting to the world of its photosynthetic miracle. Life wins. Well, she said there wasn't much to say. We just smiled, our message of reassurance to each other. But she said, "I couldn't help thinking of the song we had just written after our own personal bout with darkness. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives."
He loves.
gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song. Don't be ashamed to mention the name of Jesus. Just sing it loud and strong.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.